interesse as que deixa ele deixar assinado de cima a funita o livro de nada e a do olhore vou de machina de nove veste de raizade ela tive שלוי מחפר את ראש של כוחן מורדכי לליבס, it's not accepted by everybody that Esther was in Shishish, וישלימה דינבלס לנוחי לנסצלון, אין שום מיסס בס, מיסס חמיתם שלי, אף אופי של שישיש, די ששתי יבינו, איזי אמינו, תייסס מנשן is the reason by רב נתן is because זי המסוס is a נוסם, But the Palamoya mentions the reason of Avinatam because Eish Israel. The more mentions in Sanhedrin and Eish Israel, we got the other case. Well, if it is oil, it's Boa Eish and Beneach. But here, so it's not an Eish Eish of Dush. But Beneach is Musa. And, but Israel, as far as Israel is concerned, it doesn't come within the love of the sinner. So Satan says, because of the Baptist, there is Sabere. But here we are dealing with an agency soil, who is an agency to an agency Jewish, and she develops nothing but then the dead. So apparently, so we said it already, we explained it last week. I mean, that is the same Allah, because Zilma Susan Zilma Song implies that it's moved of this Allah. So here is the kasha. Now, Esther was an Ishishini, so why did the Mora ask for Esther Fahesi Abe? Let it be more. And the Makshin didn't even know yet the Teretz of Anosas Mishane. That's Chodesh Teretz. So the Makshin should have asked for Esther in the Arayas Abe. So one Teretz is that maybe the Makshin as the Paras Yahweh, because he knew that not all the Chachonim agree with the Droshe of Altikho in Basel boys, that Esther was an Ishishish. So maybe there are certain Amroim who held that Esther was not an Ishishish, was a Pnuya. So Pnuya, so Israelis Pnuya, Hamidolos Minochi, that doesn't come within the Isa of Arais. משמור חלים להקשיב פרס אבים להפיל מוסקל יאו ליד ושמוי בבית הרוב עלו ישנאי את הבית ולפליג העתות So first he says there is no חלקת בפני הבית אבל it's מר ומחוד ומר ומחוד ולגולי ואם תמצלי מהפליג ואם תפליג ונוחיס אינם קרישו בס ישראל שאון סועס ישראל להדיר Now here, usually, I mean, there has nothing to do with the mark, but usually, when the Shemi mentions a woman who is wicked, they don't refer to a wicked woman as Rishon, but Mashas. As a matter of fact, in Divrei HaYomim, in connection with Izebel, so it says, Izebel HaMashas. Why Izebel HaMashas? But you see, the Balamoya here, that's an exception. Usually when the shaman refer to a woman, a wicked woman, a sinful woman, so the expression used is Marshas, not Rishon. But the Balamoya here says Rishon, Rishon Basusra. Why is it that in the prosecutor, Ayom in respect to Izebel? So Izebel is designated by the term Marshas. I once in Ashkope I discussed it. I mean, as an answer to the enlightened modern people who keep on saying that the Torah has a low opinion of the women. So I say, why is it that the Kossit refers to a wicked woman is by the term Mashas? Why not to a wicked man as by the term Mashiach Rosh? Nebuchadnezzar Rosh, Titusar Rosh, you don't find the term Mashiach in respect to men. You hardly find it. I didn't see it. But in respect to women, you hardly find the term Rishon. Only Mashiach. You see, here, That's an exception. But you hardly find it. Only the term mashas, and even in popular usage, when we want to say that a certain woman is wicked, she's not ethical, we're not saying she's a mashas. She's a mashas. But you'll never say about the man, he's a mashiach. Never heard it. He's a Roshi. But that's why. How is it that women are put off in such a small why are women put off film? I mean, there are some modern women who insist upon that there's a certain modern rabbits and not that modern rabbits. I don't want to mention them. So, she already divorced her modern Orthodox husband. So that's another reason why I don't want to mention her name. Years ago, so her picture appeared in the New York Times, in all the newspapers, all over the United States. She insisted upon putting on film show and to have newspaper people come and take pictures how she put on film show. Because why should a woman be on a lower level than men? It's not fair. So men put on film, women also have to put on film. And women also put on film. As a matter of fact, I mean, I went to do the lecture in Los Angeles in the Jacob synagogue, Rabbi Morris Lenz, did the rabbi at Hanley Shul. So one woman, there were questions and answers, and I discussed the role of the Jewish woman. So one modern woman, she started to give me Shabira Hanley. But have gone throughout the ages, including myself, so have been so discriminatory against women. Why shouldn't women put on film? Why shouldn't women put on a talis? Why do they have to be relegated to kitchen work and so on? So I said to her, you want to be on par with men? Do you daven 3 times a day? I said, no, I don't have. When I go to the synagogue, I doubt it. Otherwise, I'm allowed. I said, do you know the halacha of women has to daven just like in the same way? And if you want to be fair to yourself, you want to be empowered men, why don't you do the obligations that the woman of Kedin is obligated to do? So I discussed that. Why does the halacha say that women are not because women are inferior, but because women are superior. So it represents the mitzvahs that are contingent upon the Zman. Certain Zman. So a man is naturally and innately tempted by an account of an excess of physical energy, and it has to be encompassed by numerous and multifarious mitzvahs that are contingent upon his mind in order to curb his excess energy. But the woman, the Rebbeinu Sholem, promoted the character and the psyche of the woman in such a way that without mitzvahs, shall not run the search. A man without mitzvahs is likely to run the search. He has to be involved in mitzvahs all the time. By Mrs. Eshel Agomet, and he has to be involved in the study of Torah, or this is in the Bible. Otherwise, he'll run the search. But a woman's character is such that even without constant involvement in the Torah, she will not run the search. And the term Rachmanis. So everybody mentions it. It's derived from the term rechem. Rechem. What's rechem? A woman's womb. Because compassion, softness, and generosity, these are feminine characteristics. As a matter of fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's mentioned in the Aveya, Hashem said, that even though Al Kedin, a woman can shech, but she shouldn't check, she shouldn't let him in check, because no Shindaikin colors. So the Hashokan says, no Shindaikin colors is not a derogatory thing. On the contrary, it means they are very soft-hearted. So if they were allowed to shech, so there would be many nechshei. So there would be soon the shchite. They would be salif all the time because they can't see. I mean blood. That's the pshat in Russian, in Russian Titan colonies. So a man, if he wouldn't be involved constantly in secessional mangon and tomato, he's likely to run the surge. But the woman will not run the surge anyway. And that's the pshat of Shosani Katsene. Shosani Katsene doesn't mean it's a broche. You'll find it in some other the pshat. But I didn't accept that explanation. It's not a broche like Brian Amis. So, some of the things means that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam molded the personality and the character and the psyche of the woman in accordance with the eschatological goals that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had for humanity. In other words, what's the eschatological goal for humanity? There won't be any violence, there won't be any bloodshed. So the each dark a little bit, the each dark a little bit, each dark a little bit. The Aloche does not allow, you know, the mobilization of women into the army. Not because women are inferior, because each dark a little bit, the each dark a little bit. The Rebbein Shalom bestowed the blessings of Yishuv upon them, but not upon women, because women were created on a higher level. So it's not for them to be involved in conquest. Even though sometimes conquest is a very justifiable cause, but it's not for women, it's for men. The Rebbein Shalom created, molded the personality of the woman in accordance with the eschatological goals reserved for humanity. So that's Shosani Ketzene. Ketzene, like in accordance with the ultimate Rotz Nadeira, the eschatological goal for creation. Anyway, that's the reason as to why in Dibur HaYomim Zevel is designated by the term Marshas, not as Rishon. Rishon, because why not Rishon? Because when a man is wicked, he's not ethical. He's an unethical, unscrupulous person. He's not a nice person. But you can't say that he's acting unnatural. It's natural for a man to be wicked. It's natural for a man to be wicked. It's natural. But for a woman who is naturally disposed towards compassion and softness, and not towards violence, she becomes violent, then it shows that she had to change herself, that you had to go through a self-imposed spiritual and ethical metamorphosis to make her wicked. So it's unnatural. It's a mutation. When a woman is wicked, it's a mutation. When man is wicked, it's not a mutation, it's a very natural phenomenon. So that's why Zevel was called Hamashas. She had to be Mashiach herself. She wasn't born wicked, for sure. And man can be born worshipful. There are certain, of course, there is such a thing as Chir Hoshis. But the Rambam himself points out in Shmuel Hoshim that not all people are the same. Certain people are born with a certain disposition towards violence. Our genes, call it whatever you want. But they are born with a disposition towards violence, but even if they are born with a disposition towards violence, they still can change themselves. And certain people are born with a disposition towards goodness, and they can also change themselves. So if a woman becomes wicked, it means that she overpowered her inner nature and she became wicked. That's why she's called the Mashas. But here, for some reason, the Valanoia refers to a woman, a wicked woman as Rishon, but you see the Mohammed refers to a wicked woman as Mashas. Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry that I got off me then. Oh, I've got... این هم نداد از اسخایم شهان سایخای لعبه شهو اینی کارکایی وانکه این شهو دست اسخایم نمیم و عبای آسر و غاب شاره میکام و میکام و انتقابه دخوا و نصف مشاره بگم بین افنار هم نگاه شد یا عباده عبای همین بینه میکام سوی اخیر معبه اما هیفه جان سوی نیر دیگه و نصف مدید Jede Baujahr, der Wache mich hat versaut, der sich schild ist. Kostet die Farsche Lehrer, die Chadimlose, die Holland, Hassatz, Mischore, die Abitane, die Schaun, die tun die Worthwhile, to go over the schild ist die Farsche Lehrer, wie der Mitziv spielt. Jeschlein ist die Jelle Dorin, schon mal, sie beschaun mit zwei Jede Baujahr, hafen und mischaden ein Ochel abirin, der Sinn Horsam, hab Abel Basile, hab Michael, gabe khadar moye birine eisel besan veil ane khay bi loy katim lo khamale in vayis nikt yosi kotir da no les ane khum veil amale man edelo dilo khautar din kotir lo ali yidoy yidoy ya moye ya moye ani sinik est star of the certain thailand who apparently forced the Jew to eat the veil and it seemed that if he will not eat the vele, so then he will kill him. That's what he told him. But that Jew refused to eat the vele. So then that Amos told the Jew, you're lucky that you didn't eat. If you had eaten, then I would have killed you. Even though I said, eat, other, if you don't eat, I kill you. But I meant just the reverse, because I believe that either one is Jewish, so he's Jewish, so he's suspect like a Jew. And if he doesn't act like a Jew, so he should be killed. That's why I said. Oma Abuna Rishama Abhamu Mulayim the Rabbonim the Amu Yadir Baal Yorei Kapekozo. So in other words, he didn't know. So that's what saved him, because he didn't know the din. So that's what saved him, because sometimes you don't know the din, so... You are lucky, because had it been a big one thing in the year that looked for the rest, so you would have been killed. I said that as a pshat in the more in Tzochi, a zoot of Dorash to the Sishrini. The more has an abaya, a very strange abaya. The more says, to the Sishrini, Gavra, Rabbe Habe, oi, Bali Krupina, very strange about with the Buddhist Shreini he was in Adam Gadora, he was a man of the fist. I mean, it's a very strange Shaila, I mean, sometimes yes, Gabaye, Kaye Vopota, but there's Gabaye where the one is Gavra Gado Adam Gadora is the biggest thing that one can be, or even just a brute, you know, a Bali Krupina, gangster, I mean, it's not. But anyway, so the more has the Tabaye, so the more is patient, because a zoo dorash to the Sishrein, that has to do with Yair Oyava too, with the Ma, Rol, Hanani, Mishol, Bazalia, Hapir, Sassan, and Sakhtushin, Aish, because they deduced the drosha from the Tzvadein, because Tzvadein, so, what did the Torah say?
To the
furnaces. Vayasa Dishem Kibar Meshe Vayomusu Hatzvadei Min Abotim Min Hatzeris Min Asodis Vayitzbu Reisi Chomorim Chomorim Vativa Shorets. And then the shorts are yet for them, the old revolved with the secho, with the hadam mishkofcho, bound into secho, with the base of the decho, with the mecho, with samurecho, with the secho. So they came into the rooms, into the beds, into the furnaces. And then, when Pari said to Meshe, Vayikha Pari, Meshe, Vayikha, 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 Vayikha יוסר הצפרדי ממנו מימי, והשאו חסרון ונזכחו עד השם, ואין עמי שלפער לספויר עליי מוסר עתר לך, ולעבדך עולמך, להכריס הצפרדי ממכון בתך, רק ביי יוצא שואלנו, ביי שם. So the Jews take all the chinuch and the very strange all the chinuch and the svadim and all the chinuch. Svadim, so they are not with Suda Kiddush Hashem and still they are ready to enter all the furnaces. So Haskal and Lechano, we certainly have to do this nefesh ourselves to Kiddush Hashem. So that's a raya that Kiddush Hashem is a gavarag. I mean, it's strange. I mean, the whole Yalfusi is strange. But the Gemara means Mishabeach, this Tchoshe so much, and this is the Raya that he was a governor of, he was a real God, was the Pshat Mizah. Was the Pshat Mizah. And then Tesis in Tzochen, that has to do with our Sugi of Yod or Yadah. So Tesis says the Kashe, why did Hanani Mishol as Aye have to resort to such a mysterious office? I mean, everybody knows. Everybody knows. That Avizor is Yod or Yadah. So the Tan says that there it wasn't in the meaning of Avizor. It was because the Tzelem was recovered on Melech. So they were not Mechuyet in themselves. But it was in the Chassidus. So that's why they had to resort to a Troshe, a Yalfusa come from it. So what kind of a Yalfusa comes from it? They what is it? Yes, the Shaila, I mean, and they were motivated by certain aloches, I mean, what's the pshat? But the answer is very simple. You see, it's mentioned in the beginning of the Sefer, of the Eor. By Dabba Meishlachin Adishem Leimer, Hei Bnei Yisroel Yishom Elayi, ואיך ישמעיני פארי, ואני ארעוס פסר. So the Medra says, this is one of the kalvachinas that we find in the Torah. We find kalvachinas in the Torah. Let's say, in connection with Miriam, where Dio Yoresh Yoresh Vaneo, Ali Tikolish, Ali Tisog Hashiv Asyomi, this is also a kalvachina. But this is a different kind of a kalvachina than the kalvachina in connection with Miriam. There it's a kalachimor of Yalfus, not of logic. But this is a kalachimor of logic. It's very simple logic, common sense. By Dabba Meshach Yadishem El Merim, May Yisroel Yishom Elay, Veich Yishmoim Yifarei, Vani Aral Fusay. It's a very logical kalachimor. It's plain common sense, I would say. Now, Samoyshe raised a very important question. And May Yisroel Yishom Elay, Veich Yishmoim Yifarei, Vani Aral Fusay. We don't find that the Bishon gave me an answer. By Gabra Hashem o Meishra'al, by Tzavim Meishra'al, or Parim Moach Mitzrayim, Leitz is Meishra'al Mitzrayim. What kind of an answer is it on the question of Meishra Rabbeinu? But he said, in Meishra'al Yishom Erayt, Veich Yishmei Nifarei, Vani Aral Susayim. So what is the answer? The answer is that the destiny of the Jewish people throughout the millennia is not based upon logic. You couldn't explain the history of the Jewish people on the basis of logic. On the basis of logic, so Titus HaRosha, now we don't say Titus HaMashiach, we only say Titus HaRosha. So Titus HaRosha, so he built a gate in Rome, symbolizing the vanishing Jew. Then the smart people of the Reader's Digest, so I remember 50 years ago there were a series of articles. I read the articles. The vanishing Jew. They were sure that the Jew is vanishing. And Hitler, trying to wipe out the Jewish people. So they wrote a series of articles about the vanishing Jew. And you find even modern Orthodox rabbis who the little lectures and write articles about the destiny of the Jewish people in the year 2000. It's very disturbed. What will be in the year 2000? The year 2000, as a matter of fact, I once said to another mother, a friend of this mother, who mentioned that he wrote an article with a lecture, he's very disturbed by the destiny what will happen to the Jewish people in the year 2000. So I said, I advise you and your friend to say, Ani ma'amin b'mina shleima, b'bi asa mashiach, b'af ha'pi shiis mamea, and b'kol zeh achak le'b'cholim shiobe, I realize that it's too much to expect the modern rabbi to say, achak le'b'cholim shiobe, but at least to say, achak le'shiobe kidim shnas opa. The whole day, but the whole of us. Shiobe kidim shnas opa, listen, till year 2000, how many years is that? Still, many of years, Mashiach could come by that year. Well, can't expect the modern rabbi to say, that's only for the whole time. But not for the modern rabbi. But that you can expect the modern rabbi to say. Why worry about the destiny of the Jewish people? What expects the Jewish people in the year 2000? Very worried about it. And the theory is, they are not worried about the fate of the Jewish people. Well, they are not Machia, women, Agunis, only the modern rabbis, they are matter, the women were Agunis. So we don't find that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave an answer to Moshe Rabbeinu on this very important question. In the soil, we show more like, Veich Ishmeini Farei, Vani Alstein. So, what did the Rebbeinu Shalom say? Never mind. Logic. From the point of view of logic, you raise a very important question, what will happen? What will happen to the Jewish people in the year 2000? And wasn't that a very important question 3,000 years ago, what will happen? Wasn't it a very important question at a time when Titus Arosha destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and built the gate symbolizing the vanishing Jew? What will happen? And wasn't it based upon logic when the Chachomim of the Reader's Digest wrote articles about the vanishing Jew? Basis of the name simply showed that. This is unavoidable. It's inevitable. The disappearance of the Jew. But did the Jewish people disappear after the Holocaust? So Dafke, and what happened? So in the Assembly of the United Nations, so Soviet Russia joined the United States in demanding the establishment of the State of Israel. Can that be explained according to logic? Cannot be explained according to logic. So this is what the answer of the Rebbeinu Shalom to Moshe Rabbeinu was. Like that, Rabbi Shemal made Sheva Laren, like Tzavna, the Yisroel, or Karim, or Yisroel, Lehitzes, made Yisroel, Meras, Mishraim, never mind logic. The destiny of the Jewish people cannot be explained according to logic. So, then there was the mess of the Tzvadei. So what is the mess of the Tzvadei? Of course, that was an S. But why that Tzvadei? Because the phenomenon of the Tzvadei represents a miraculous phenomenon even in nature itself. Now the Tzvadei is a frog, but the frog is the adult stage of the Tzvadei. But in the infancy stage is altogether different. How is it called? Tadpole. So there is such a difference, even structurally, between the tadpole and the frog. Can that be explained? It's a law of nature, so of course it doesn't have to be explained. There is a total metamorphosis, physical metamorphosis, in the structure of the tadpole. So from in infancy is one kind of an organism, and then in the adult stage is a different kind of an organism. So that ness symbolized the answer to Moshe's question. In Nei Soil Shomelai, Vichmini Tare, Vami Arals Vasayim. You want logic? No. The destiny of the Jewish people cannot be explained by logic. There are other techniques by which to explain the destiny of the Jewish people. don't have to, you can't explain it by means of sophistication and mentioning statistics and chokhmahs and this and the marriage. So much and so much in the marriage doesn't mean anything. There's so much and so much in the marriage, and still, nevertheless, so great grandchildren of Leon Trotsky are talmidim with the Akiva Yeshivas Mitzvah. Can't explain it on the basis of logic. And that was the nest of his father. So that was the Kalachema that Tudus Sishreini deduced, he says. Because, as Rabbi Tam says, actually, even with, on the basis of wonders, they didn't have to be Mishanefesh themselves. They didn't have to be Mishanefesh themselves. It wasn't the Zohar Mamesh. Zohar Mamesh. And many of the Mishanefesh Nefesh that were shown by the Jewish people in the course of generations. So, they had asked the Shire. They have been told to be Mishanefesh themselves now. Dalad Mein Yelodim the Yelodis, who jumped into the sea in order not to prevent their being abused by the same Israel. So, did they ask the Shire? So, Abbas came out and said that Yishlem Chilek on Abba. Did they ask the Shire? Of course, the Shire would have been, the answer would have been, I mean, we don't have to do it. First of all, it was Fahelam, and then we got news, and I mean, all kinds of reasons. But they didn't ask any Shire. They didn't ask any shares whatsoever, because when it's a question of Avos HaKadosh, so then you don't have to be motivated by logic of the mind so much. Jews throughout the ages did not allow themselves to be motivated by logic of the mind. They didn't even ask shares. If they asked shares, this Israel's nefesh should not have taken place. Which of would tell Dalad Mein Yelodim Ben Yelodis that you have to jump into the sea? Which Rav would have done that? Which Rav would have done that? Even after they did it, so we have to work very hard to explain how they did it. They because their love of HaKadosh Baruch was so great that they didn't ask any shares. And that's Tal Chimea that was deduced to this issue. After all, Ramatam says it wasn't Abi Zore, it's only called Abi Melech. I mean, so many tailing he could have found. On the contrary, I mean, he could have gotten a psak that is a mitzvah daily in order to maintain good relations, you know, with Chavnetzal, who is such an important ruler, I mean. That and on the basis of Avos Yisrael, they should have bowed down to the Tzalem. But they refused to let themselves be swayed by logic. But they were motivated by logic of the heart. The Avos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Chiddush HaVadis. So that can be only be fulfilled if you are motivated by logic of the heart, not the logic of the mind. Logic of the mind. So that's the Kalchimer on Tzadei. Because the miracle of the Tzvavim was an unnatural. It was repugnant to all laws of nature. I mean, the Tzvav itself defies the concept that everything can be explained. First, it is tadpole, it's one kind of an organism, and then it undergoes such a metamorphosis. It's a different organism altogether. So, in regard to the Hashem, we don't have to be sophisticated, and we have to act according to the logic of God. That's the story that the Balamoya mentions here. I'm sorry that I got off my attention, but it had something to do with it. Alright. So next week, I'm sure that we'll finish the whole subject of your life. Yes.